Since 1972, the Drum Corps International has organized drum and bugle corps competitions. A corps is similar to a marching band, except there is only a drum line, brass section, and a color guard. Practices are intense, with rehearsals lasting 12 hours on hot summer days. And they travel every week through the country, where sleeping accommodations are typically the floor of a school gymnasium. The top classification for a corps is the World Class Division, and this year there are 23, including the Colts from Dubuque. Yesterday, the Colts competed at the Valley High School Stadium in West Des Moines against five other world-class corps. Executive Director for the Colts, Greg Orwell, says kids in a drum and bugle corps naturally embrace the physically demanding hard work it takes to improve their performance.
They're incredibly intrinsically motivated. They get a sore throat, they're mad that they got to take a day off. They choose to go dig 12 hours a day chasing that last infinite level of perfection.
This year, there are 150 kids in the Colts, ranging in age from 15 to 21, the maximum age before having to leave, or as they say, age out of the organization. The Colts will compete until the middle of August, and if they rank in the top 12 by then, they'll be eligible to make the finals held in Indiana. Orwell says being in a corps is about taking risks to achieve that champion status while being comfortable failing to do so.
If we don't make finals, you know, our doors aren't going to fall off because that's not our primary objective. At the same time, you know, you want to be perceived as being among the best at what you choose to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the field, from Dubuque, Iowa, the Colts!
40% of the kids in the Colts are from Iowa. The rest come from 17 other states, like brass player Doug Schaefer. He's from St. Louis and joined the Colts in 2008, but had to take 2009 off. Schaefer says the Colts are like a family to him, and it was very hard to be away last summer.
I didn't have the opportunity to be a part of a great battle. I didn't have the chance to sweat, to suffer, to hurt, and most importantly, I didn't have the opportunity to do it with my family.
You feel better this year?
Much better. Oh, it's great to be back. This is a good group to be with.
At the end of last night's competition, the Bluecoats from Ohio came in first place, while the Colts placed sixth. But Executive Director Orwell says this only encourages the Colts to do things differently.
You look at it and say, wow, you know, we could be that much better. You know, there's a certain amount of it, too, going, they just really kicked our butts. But then some of that, too, is organizational things. When you go into the planning session for next year, okay, how can we close that gap? How can we take some big strides forward to start to get to that level?
It will be a challenge for the Colts to make the top 12 by mid-August. As of today, they are ranked 16 out of 23. The rank may change tonight as they compete in Kansas City against six other world-class drum and bugle corps divisions. In West Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.